build my gallows and build them high. Makes a long time climbing before I die. I want the chance that's built in his eyes. Well, he gave me balls, but I can see between to a dusty yard and a long gone green. They call that freedom, if you know what I mean. And I drown my sorrows, but the whiskey's gone.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Lone Bangers. I'm Matty, joined tonight by Colin and Jamie. Colin, how you doing?
I'm good, mate. How are you?
Good. Aye. You took a wee minute to think about that there, or have we got a satellite delay?
I answered instantly. You took ages to answer me, though.
Right. Well, this is a worry. So
you've just done it again.
Aye, coming live from New Zealand again. This could get awkward. Jamie, how are you doing?
Doing brand new, aye. I'm a wee hungover. I was at a wedding yesterday, so I'm feeling the effects of the day.
I had a hungover for fucking ages, eh? It was there a one-on-one with one of the boys on my team the night. And he said, so just while we're here, can I check Nibdy's put in for the 17th of December off yet? I was like, if they know now, he said, can I have it? I said, yeah, of course you can. Nobody else is taking it. It's the day after our night out. I was like, oh, fuck, I've not taken that off yet either, so... That's about the first thing in the morning. I go in and make sure nobody else has thought about taking the day off, because I probably won't be hungover that day. Colin, are you back with us in the
I'm
UK?
Back. I just tried to refresh it, mate, just to see if I was timing was any better.
It is now. Excellent. Good. Right, well, we're getting through the night. So we've got, very quickly, we'll talk about the defeat away to Ross County on last Wednesday night. The win in Perth against St Johnstone on Saturday. We've got some talking points on Twitter and some unpopular opinions, which is a new UEFA feature that we're testing out tonight. I'll probably forget about it next week, so even if it's fucking really, really good, chances are we'll never hear it again. And then we'll look ahead to the visit of Rangers on Wednesday night. So I missed the game last week, didn't even see it on, or last Wednesday, didn't even see it because my car broke down in Broomhouse. So if you were sitting behind me at the temporary lights when I couldn't move, I fucking apologise. I couldn't do anything about it. Car's still no fixed either, which is a pain in the poop. So I'll rely on you guys. Jamie, you want to go first? What did you think on Wednesday night?
I'd only seen the best parts of the second half. I had my wee laddies football training. But from what I did see, it looked like we had more than enough chances to win the game. A really, really poor goal to lose. I think... I don't know what to call Matt Macy. It's his first season, but it does have me worried with things like that. Although a really good shot stopper, things you didn't think he's going to save, and then a couple of stupid errors. But I don't know if that's a confidence thing with the defence or whether he's expecting someone to get a touch or whatever. Just a really, really poor goal to lose. And lucky not to lose another one no long after that either. The boy tried to chip the goal, he blurted over the bar.
What were you calling? What did you think?
I saw the whole game. The disappointment was the result. Like I thought they played okay until we lost the goal. We were playing the first half, playing some nice stuff. Never had any chances. It was like a couple of weak efforts for Nisbet and Hanlon hit the post. But other than that, there wasn't really any chances. But I thought we were a better team. Lost the goal, as Jamie says. I'm not sure who to blame for it, because Macy should probably save it. But there's about three defenders ran past it as well. They could have maybe knocked it away before it got towards Macy. Then we lost the goal, and then they had loads of chances after. It felt like that. It felt like a few chances because of the... I guess we were chucking bodies forward and... Scott Allen came on and all that kind of stuff. I think we looked like scoring after they scored. So that was the disappointment. And then one stupid red card. Two stupid red cards, but one in the game, yeah. One after the game, which is going to, well, could cost us, I guess, after. Didn't cost us on Saturday, but it could cost us later. It was disappointing.
Thank you. The
disappointing for Dodge is just being back as well. It's a silly thing kicking out.
Yeah.
No complaints. No complaints with the red card for Dodge, or do you think it was harsh?
It's definitely a red, I thought, at the time. So.
Yeah, no, I've never really complaints about it at all. I mean, there was a lot of chat as well about, like, spoke to a couple of folk, and then you see it on the message boards about we need consistency, because the boy went over the ball and Cadden just before half time as well. But you go, well, you know what? Portuguese is the only one that's been sent off once for that. the consistent is that you got yellow for it. So the consistency is it's yellow. The glitch was that Portage just got sent off at Ibrox, which is what we all said was wrong. If we're saying that that's wrong, we can't then start claiming that's a red card for the boy there. I don't think, because you're saying, well, we thought that was a yellow 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month ago, whatever it is. But now it's a red. It's not, the rules haven't changed. It's just the referee got it wrong that day. So I don't think that was a red card either, because he wasn't coming in at any real pace or anything.
I have much the same opinion. I watched the highlights and I didn't think it was bad enough for a red card. It was a shit tackle, but aye, the yellow was about right. And Martin Boyle, his mitigation after it was that he was complaining about his own performance. But I watched the video, and it's a weird way to complain about your own performance by moving your finger at a ref.
You'd think he'd run to Jack Ross and say that he was shite. Yeah, I'm really shite. I was really shite or whatever, rather than run to the ref to tell him. He definitely wasn't doing that. That was just, it was madness. Absolute madness. Hanlon, I think I said this. Did we say in short bangers maybe? Hanlon was trying to keep them all away. And then next thing, Boyle just came in for David, pointing the finger. And the way the ref was all day, you just knew he's wanting to sort of inadequate or try to prove his cell or whatever. He's always going red card to try and stamp his I'm in charge here, getting headmaster sort of style stuff.
The general consensus seemed to be that the referee had a pretty shit game all in though.
Aye, you know what, it was one of these shit games where you couldn't say Saturday, offside goals or pushes in the box or any of that. There was nothing. It was just wee niggle. How's that no free kick or how's that no throwing? Kind of the ones we spoke about before, where you get a refereeing performance and I think we spoke about the Freeland one against Falkirk years ago, where actually when I went to work on the Monday, my boss was a Falkirk fan. He went, what went against you? And I'm going, well, we should have had a throw-in halfway. Couldn't get any fucking reason other than he was shite, he got everything wrong. But there was no major things.
I always feel like referees like that never feel like they're in control of the game. Yeah. It's just that, fucking anything could happen, it's a total lottery. Disappointed one anyway, but we then went to St Johnstone. I don't think folk were expecting us to do much when we got there. I certainly looked at Hibs on net and the bounce, and the consensus seemed to be that most folk expected it to go to a sixth straight defeat. Jamie, what did you make of the performance overall?
I was definitely in the camp. I thought we'd be lucky to get a draw. But that in league performances has been one of the best performances I've seen. I thought Hibs were excellent the full game. Even with the sending off, I thought we were in control of the game. They scored against the runny play, by far the runny play. And then when Bryson got sent off, and then more and more time sticking on, I thought, you're just never going to score. It's two perfectly good goals chopped off. And just, I thought, hit the bar, hit the post. I thought, how many more chances have we got to kind of squander? But it come good and end, because for me, the knives were getting sharpened as we speak. You could kind of hear the metal clawing against it, the cutter getting it sharpened. But I'm glad that the one pulled themselves out that kind of rigmarole. But I thought they were really good. Could have been a lot more goals on Saturday for Hibs. I thought they were brilliant.
What about you, Colin?
No, I pretty much agree with all of that. Other than I actually had this sneaky that we might get a result up there on Saturday, just because I think everybody just assumed we would get beat because it was St Johnstone, and we've kind of created this fear around them or hoodoo around them or whatever it is we've done. And as she says, we're a better team by a mile. Even at one, we're getting beat 1-0. My wife had been out, I was sitting watching, she came in second half, and I'm going to be a fucking much better team, but 1-0 again and all like that. And it was almost a matter of time till we scored. Or actually, when Murphy missed that one, I was like, I think words are, that gun's never going to fucking score for us. Just because it's like no matter what he does, something happens to you, doesn't he? Until he did. But you know what I mean? Before that, yeah. It was just like, fucking hell, no matter how good a bit of play you do, the goalie pulls to save it. He's like, fucking hell, we're never going to score the day. They were excellent on Saturday. Newell had another good, he was good up first half up at Ross County as well, and he had a good game on Saturday and all. I thought they were really good. It was the best they've played in weeks and weeks and weeks, I thought.
I totally agree. They were really good. Scott Allen definitely made the game turn on its head with coming on, even though I thought we were on top anyway. It just gave you that something bit extra, and that turn and then the pass is magnificent.
That boy's still got another way, yeah. That boy's still fucking heading away. It's like, he's totally done him.
Looks like a curly whirly now.
See, if you're a St Johnston fan, though, you're going, fuck's sake, get him a fuck, eh? Because he just, like...
He never even reacted after he was done.
Like, he just... but he completely done him.
It's beautiful to watch.
When you watch it back and you try to work out how he did it, it must just be, like, just a wee movement, eh?
I mean, you drop the shoulder or something.
A wee drop the shoulder and then the boys away. They came what day it was.
But even then, he picked out the harder pass because he could have just linked it up in the middle and hoped that one of the two or three that were in the middle got it. But he kind of picked it. He never picked it through a crowd of players, but they'd all got to run towards the goal. That gap's going to open up. We'll just roll it right along the box. You know what I mean? It's like it was like the pass when he played, was it McGinn against somebody, St Mirren, earlier in the season? Was it McGinn that scored that? He floated it into the back post. I think everybody said he'd shoot as well. And it's like he sees things that most other players can't see.
To have the confidence to do that, because if somebody's at a thing, it's quite easy to clear because it's just a nicely weighted ball and it's sort of magnificent. Yeah. And a good way to win the game or not.
Yeah.
Apologies for that. The first one that was disallowed then, so Kevin is just going first half at 0-0. And then the referee gives off.
He was onside.
Yeah.
Sports scene that didn't have great angles, but the one that was like facing the goal, you could see the defender, I think it was McCart, was further ahead when the ball was played. I didn't think he was offside. Even listening to the guys on Sports Sound, Christ, Alan Preston said it was onside. So, I mean, he never waxes lyrical about anything about him, but he certainly was on Saturday there. So, I thought he was onside. And even the second goal, with the push McCart's went doing like somebody shot him, so hardly even touched him.
Aye, I mean, he was a mile on. Like, I'm saying he's a mile on. He looked comfortably on. When I seen him running away, sort of putting his hands on his head, no celebrate, I thought, fuck's sake, what's wrong with that guy? And I thought, is he doing him for a push, or what's he doing? Because it looked as clear a goal as you'll see. And then the second one as well. I mean, it was a hat-trick he got, really, in effect, on Saturday, or he should have had on Saturday, because there was fuck all wrong with that one either. And if that push on McCart as a free kick, then the one when they pulled Murphy is definitely a penalty. And on Wednesday night when Hanlon had the shirt over his fucking head at one point, that's a penalty, I know. So it's only defenders that seem to get the free kicks in the box rather than the other way around. It's not right. Not that anybody's mentioned that on any of the sports scenes or anything like. They've talked about this fucking red card rather than actually the goals have disallowed. The fuck all wrong with them?
The red card for Bryson and Way, again, we talked about the one for Deutsch. We got any complaints, or would you think he's got any complaints about the red card?
I thought both of them were bookings. None of them are straight reds, but the first one, because he's back, I thought his studs were showing in both tackles for me. I don't think he can have any complaints. I didn't even think he moaned that much when he walked off the pitch. I know he had a bit of thingy, but there was no real complaint for him or their players.
I don't even think, I think he had another tackle earlier on before he got booked as well. So it was his third tackle. It was reckless. And I think they were both yellow cards. The first one, I think I never heard the radio, but I read somebody saying that the radio said that it wasn't a booking because Poch has seen it coming. Like,
when
did that become? Foster
did say that.
Say that, aye.
Said he jumped, it was Richie Foster said he jumped at the way, so
just stand there, let your leg get broken so we can get the boy done. It's madness. It's like, that's never been, well, it's maybe it has been the rule at some point, maybe in the 80s or something, but it's certainly not been the rule since fucking 1995 or something.
You remember the rule when we were saying he's anticipated the challenge, so he's moved it the way, it's still a booking. Remember, Eddie McGeady used to get that all the time. I just anticipated it.
To be honest, I think they probably said that about Porteous's red card at Ibrox just a few weeks ago, that it doesn't matter, he barely touched them. It's the force and the intent or whatever. That was what the shite they were saying a month ago. But they've flipped on his head this time, and I'm going, what are you talking about? Like, it's clear. I mean, even the one before it, Poch's skipped to a tackle before that could have been a free kick, maybe a booking. Then that one was like even worse for a booking. Still a booking, but like on the yellow rating, it was a dark yellow rather than a light yellow. You know what I mean? And then the one. Even Bartley was saying it on Sports Scene on Saturday night. He said that he didn't think the second one was a yellow because he got the ball before he then crashed into Newell. Or was it Newell he tackled? I think it was.
It was Newell.
But I don't think it matters if you get the ball if you then clatter the ball either, because you're not really allowed to go in with your studs into a boy's leg. I don't think so. Anyway, I'm sure we've been on the end of these bookings and red cards, so. But I thought it was a red card, to sum it up, to be succinct.
Aye. And like you said, Jamie, I think Bryce himself didn't have any real complaints about it other than that we could fuck off and wave their hand as he's going away. But I think he was made annoyed with himself. Callum Davidson seemed to think the game was pretty even. Did you see his interview after the game?
I did, aye. I couldn't really. He was raging, eh? You know, it's just his wee humping back at anything. I thought his head was going to pop off his shoulders. He was just ranting. I was like, what the fuck is he talking about? But as I say, Hibs were excellent in the full game. But I didn't even think it was, as I say, if even without the sending off, I still think we would have won. We were playing that well. And if I had the first goal allowed, then it's a completely different game than anyway.
Carl Davis obviously has got no neck. See, if you had no neck, would you wear a Harry Hill style collar like he does?
It's just a normal size collar, though. Because he's no neck, it makes it look like Harry Hill.
Could be. I first thought it was like a weird take. It was like I said to you, Colin, on the WhatsApp, I think somebody needs to give him a wee booster seat or something so he sees the game properly. Okay, for the next time, maybe still got the best vantage point for that role doing.
That was a mental interview, absolutely mental. Mad.
I think St Johnstone, despite the fact they went in 1-0 up at half time, they still hadn't had a shot on target. I think it was well into the fact, probably after we'd scored the winner, before they had a shot on target. And I'm not even sure they actually managed one.
I think they did.
Macy having a save.
There's another poor goal to lose, wasn't it? Though, I mean, not just to bring it back down the tone a bit, because it was just another cross ball into the box. And what I didn't understand, and this is a question, because I don't know, right? We spoke about zonal v man to man and all that. I didn't understand like what one we're doing. Right? So I don't know. But I'm assuming it's zonal because Poches isn't marking anybody. Like, but Cadden and somebody else are, and you think, why is Poch's not marking one of the guys? It's one of your best attacking headers of the ball. Why is he standing on the 6-yard line trying to clear it? And then no listening to Nisbet, or Nisbet no shouting to clear it. And then obviously, you know what I mean? It's like get the best headers in a place to header the ball and marking somebody.
Cadden in that didn't he jump? And there was no challenge to the header. We're just basically stood watching him, and I was like, that's kind of right.
I think St Johnstone did it on purpose, though. I think they put. This is almost like this will sound stupid when I try to describe it, but like reverse marking. So when they're going into the box, their strikers will target two players that are in the Poches or Hanlon. Do you know, like if you go back to the cup final with the score with Rooney coming back, because he's on Dougie Tripod because he's not like a strong header of the ball, but that's how they scored. And I think they target the back post knowing that Hanlon and Poches will be central, and so whoever's at that area is going to be weaker. I think it's a deliberate tactic. I think rather, so Hibs need to be better at it. But I think
going to say
the zonal marking or man marking, it doesn't matter if you didn't do it well, it doesn't matter which one you do.
Yeah, but in the cup final, it was open play. But in this one, it's a corner. Yeah. So we must know that they stick in. It was Gordon, wasn't it? The header, one of the centre halves, it came up.
Liam Gordon,
wasn't he getting marked by. He was getting marked by a fullback. So maybe they've picked that, but we've got time to go. Wait a minute, who's fucking marking that? Get in there and I'll go over there. It's not like open play where you've not got that luxury like in the cup final when Tripod gets caught out.
That's a fair point. Yeah.
It's called on Tripod. I've never done that before. That was your fault. I determined I wasn't going to call him that.
And there you have. Good. Good, good, good. Deserved win away. There was a wee thread on Hibs tonight asking, sort of comparing that result to Ferguson winning the cup game. Do you know that kind of saved his job, infamously, whether it did or no is a matter of debate, but it was like a kind of turning point from. Do you see any merit in that argument, or do you think that's only the pish?
I think it's only the pish, because I think they're still, like, it's just a respite. If we lose again on Wednesday, they'll be back out. There's a handful of them on Hibs.net that are just relentless on posts about Jack Ross, or even about on any posts. They'll turn it into a Jack Ross post. So I think if we beat Rangers, then it'll be like, fuck, that's another big game. They'll be like, fuck me, that's another big game he's won now. You know what I mean? And it'll, so he needs to go on a run and maybe even win the cup. And then it'll be like, never won the derby. You know what I mean? It's just, I can't see how he gets. All he can do is reduce that number. Anybody that was in the Mibby camp, I'll start going back the other way rather than heading towards the Jack Ross out camp, because I think, as Jamie was saying at the start in his first bit, if we'd lost six in a row, the knives were coming out. Like they wouldn't have wanted them in charge for Wednesday, never mind getting to the end of the year.
This seems to happen with every manager, you know, like a couple of games and then it's the knives are out and it's usually the same people and then it's kind of, this is shite and he's not playing the Hibs way. See that nonsense, the Hibs way, that annoys the fucking shit out of me. How many shite managers have we had in a disc game, no played free football, no had the players? It's just a myth. But I think Jack Ross has had us playing some good football, but it's not recognised because it's folk can only, they're blinker to the situation. And some guys will actually be wanting Hibs to get beat. Can it, I can't get my head around it. It's just that, for me, I'm not saying that Jack Ross is the be-all and end-all, but he's got to every semi-final that's been asked of him. He's worked through the toughest time ever we've had to work through football and had the smallest squad. We're now in our second cup final. I'm like, what fucking merde do you want? Can give the guy a break?
I think it was very apparent that the players were playing for him on Saturday. Probably the last three games, you know, for winning the cup game. And although we didn't win it against Ross County, the performance was there for most of the match. And then on Saturday, it definitely looked like a squad that was right behind them, and no one that was. You see it when players stop kind of getting everything for the manager. You can tell. I don't think that was the case at all.
It's good to see. Porteous mentioned it in his interview last week, like we said, but I think it's mad. Like the not playing good football stuff. I mean, we do. Maybe just not for 90 full minutes. Like, but you seen even the Murphy chance I've already mentioned. That was a quality bit of football. So they do it. Like, and I know that's just a one-off example, but there's other examples. Neil sprays some nice passes about they do, and maybe then he always end in a goal, or but then he wins 6-2, or whatever it is that gets cast up for. But we do play some good stuff in spells. Not like... But then, you know what? Is it Mowbray's team that gets cast up for it in our era, really? And they used to get pumped now and again in that as well. Like, and they never won anything. They got packed out of cup semi-finals and lost derbies at Tynecastle really badly, regularly. Like 4-0s and 4-1s regular against Hearts when he was in charge. So I guess a bit glossed over, like, how good it was. Because we would maybe win a good, comfortable 6-0 or 4-0 away. 4-1 away to Dundee United, I remember going to that up at Boxing Day, and 7-0 at home to Livingston and that. And they're the games you remember. But there's a lot of shit in there that gets... So maybe in 10, 20 years' time, we'll be going, fucking brilliant when Jack Ross was here. Used to win every week.
So definitely still got one of the best win percentages kind of modern era Hibs managers as well. Right, we'll get some talking points. Oh, actually, before we do that, the quality of the two goals. Are they as good at goals as we scored all season?
I think so. Especially the second goal. It was a delight, but the finish for the first one was superb, because you still got to have that confidence, because he doesn't like to batter the ball, just like he always likes to guide it, which can be frustrating. But that's right in the corner. Keeper's no chance. Did you notice Xander Clark jumping on the ball?
I was just going to say that. Special mention is Xander Clark. Yeah. We started to play 7 minutes injury time. Would it not be brilliant if a referee just went, nah, fuck it, we're not playing it, because you only got 7 minutes because you cunts were wasting it.
Coonfrey down the slope said that on Quick Bang on Saturday. I fucking totally agree. See, as soon as the board went up, I was like, I fucking wish you could do that. But you could just take the time off and go, nah,
use what that with the boy. Mind the boy got the cut eye. The other centre half. And they're treating it, they're getting the big Terry Butcher bandage on and all that, and you're going, just stand at the side of the pitch and fucking put it on, rather than, like, what is that all about? Like, clock's ticking on and you're going, get that gun off. No, but
Josh Campbell was quite lucky with that, to be honest with you. It was an elbow.
Thank you.
I didn't even think he's meant it, but because his arm was in an unnatural position, it's basically blocked him.
Could have got done. But
Lucas saw one. To be honest, his eye was like him.
Lucky it wasn't McCart. He would have still been lying there. He would have still
been. Well, McCart, he crumpled like a cheap suit, didn't he? Came and poached, just went up for the challenge. There was nothing.
Touched his back.
And then the thing that got me is the ref. This thing we're talking about handling against Rangers, and I said, "See, we're a bit of savvy." So if St Johnstone had been playing Rangers would never have scored that goal, because McCart would have stayed down with the heat knock and the referee would have stopped the play. It's just that wee bit. I didn't really like it as a football fan. You'd rather not see players doing it. But if that's like what the general sort of rule of thumb is that you do, well, you kind of think just sometimes be a wee bit fucking clever with it. Right, talking points. I'll go to that, so we'll push on for time. Run through some Twitter talking points and then we'll get the unpopular opinions. I'm just going to shut that door because that Doug is dead mad. Bloody hell, he did. There's nothing even wrong with me. It's just being a dick. He'll probably still bark, but the door's shut, so there's a barrier to the sound.
You record this to the doghouse, eh?
That's I'm in the kennel. Aye.
Freezing.
Stuart said thought it was a great performance today, though we started to worry as time was dragging on before we equalised. Even better was over the Queens Ferry crossing by 5:30. Jack Callard said, is there anyone more rattled by that Hibs win than the Loudon Tavern? Did you see
the post? When we were getting beat 1-0, honestly, it's like we are living rent free in their head. Rent free.
They tweeted calling, is Ryan happy?
Aye. He fucking was as well.
Aye, he was buzzing. Absolutely buzzing. Imagine doing that, Ellie. They're a weird bunch, eh? Paul Mackay, can we now stop talking about a St Johnstone hoodoo? We've got a good record at McDermott Park, yeah.
I think we've got, it was last season, they lost 3-4 in a row, 1-0. That was where the hoodoo came from, was it? Aye. Well, we drew a few games with them at Easter Road over the years as well, haven't we? It's been a lot of last minute goals and stuff, I guess. But aye, there's no hoodoo. They're actually quite shite. And remember, there was folk talking about Callum Davidson as like fucking next Pep Guardiola. He can't just as everybody standing on the fucking goal line. It's fucking shit. Absolute shit. And he's been, it's him done now. Like, he should have jumped when he had the chance, because they're just dropping like a stone.
Yeah, losing the players is a big deal for them. Alan McCann and Jason Kerr are massive losses to a team.
They're a grim watch as well, the way the football is just horrendous. And they've got a couple of good players in there. Like Brotherspoon, always liked Brotherspoon. I thought he was a good player. But wasted in that team. Absolutely wasted. LG and Cow said, what's a clean sheet? So when was our last clean sheet? Can you remember?
Oh, well, we've not played for her. So since the break, since the break for COVID, we've never had one. Oh, we got beat games before that, so there'd never been clean sheets either, eh? I can't remember.
Right. Well, within a Kevin, there's the answer. Dave
Ross County, first game of the season was the last one I can remember, but there might have been others.
I'll have a think. I'll not remember it. I'm not very good at remembering that most stats.
We drew against Hearts. That was 0-0.
I know, no. Maybe Tynecastle might be the last one. Fucking hell. Which was a good job we did that, because they've, again, they're winning the league, if you believe them. Dave Graham, can we be more like St Johnstone? Jack Callard, will someone ever address the Scott Allen situation? Every time I've seen him play this season, he's played a big part in anything positive we do. Either he's in or he's out. Clarity is welcome. Where do you stand on Scott Allen then?
I love Scott Allen. I fucking love him. But he drops in and out of matches. Like, he's come on there, he was excellent. He was brilliant against Dundee United in the Cup. But then in the games since the Dundee United game, he's huffed and puffed. But there's definitely a talent there, and I would give him a new deal. Unfortunately, I think Jack Ross is not going to go down that route. I think he'll be away in the summer.
I mean, when he plays like he did on Saturday, he's just brilliant to watch. The thing is that Wednesday night he came on the pitch. Like, I don't know if the guy texted that in after Saturday or Wednesday, and he nearly gave a goal away. He fell over the ball, and the boy was through 1-on-1. It was one of the chances Jimmy mentioned. So it's like the yin and the yang there. Eh? It's like when he's good, he's brilliant. That's the thing. He's a great player to have on the bench.
Being ill, obviously it was well rumoured, because it's never really been documented. Nobody's actually come out and said what was wrong with him. And if a good pre-season can get him up to mere match fitness, he might just be a better player next year. But again, it's all ifs, buts, and maybes. So I'd love to see him play. As I say, it just gives you something different that no one else in the team can give you.
Mel Clements said the ref giving St Johnstone too much protection in their own box, could think of two or three chances or chalked off goals that looked like minimal fouls, if at all. I agree with that. There was one, I think, what the referee gave, he sort of signalled like it might have been an offside, but it couldn't, like the ball came across, it got knocked in. I think there was two players at the back post that kept it in, but the referee blew it, and I couldn't tell if he blew for a foul. Maybe the ball had gone out behind the goal and came back in or something like that, but you're watching it going,
I remember that.
For a foul there seemed to be none. Nobody could have been offside. Weird one. Sozy 47062 said the manager made the correct subs.
Agree with that? Definitely agree with that. As I say, what he was doing was working. We just couldn't put the ball in the net and let the referee allow it. But definitely the changes helped Murphy and Scott Allen were good when they come on.
Pat Pricky said, have we ever looked like deserving winners and nearly not winning any more than today's performance? Subs were excellent.
Yeah.
I can think of times where we've looked like we're deserving winners and no won a game. You know, but it doesn't often happen that we end up then we do win. So it's quite good that happened.
How many times have you played Hearts and battered them for the full game and never gotten a hand out of the game?
Right.
Countless times against them.
You lose 0-0 against them. Or...
That's it.
Aye. Stuart said Kevin Nisbet's best game for a long time.
I had a good game. He did. He played well against Rangers a couple of the week before it as well in the semi final. But he took all his goals really well. even the two he didn't get allowed to keep, because the first one, it was a great finish. He's 3-1 with the goalie like that. Just wait till he went down. So he played really well. It's not just that though, because he does look good. He's got a good touch in that. It's just he's looked lazy at times, and that's what's annoyed a lot of people.
Sorry, Matt, I'll let you go, mate.
I his wee touch for Murphy was first class. You know, the one that he just kind of clicked right outside his foot just to cushion it. Unbelievable.
But I think with the Ross County game there, there were one of my pals was certainly moaning about it, saying that he just doesn't put his foot through the ball, always try to guide it in and what have you. I was watching a thing with Michael Owen. Michael Owen was basically saying, just get on target. Just get on target. He didn't have to smash it. It doesn't have to be this. More often than not, it'll go in. And I just think that's maybe the mentality of him. But everybody up here, Scotland's wanting to put a hot shot hate machine and blow the keeper through the net.
I mean, Ian Wright used to talk about that, getting it in the corners and that. I mind watching him goals on Sunday. He was on with Defoe, I think, years ago. And he was like talking about he always just put in, just get in the corner, doesn't he? Didn't he be fast? Just get in the corner on target. You know what I mean? Nisbet's a good player. He's just. I think he's been a bit unfairly criticised. There's a bit of fair criticism in there as well, like, because he can look a bit petulant, and that at times doesn't help him. He could maybe look less petulant. He can stop doing that.
It's interesting that he he looked better. So the team played well, and he looked better than a good team. But you don't know if he's lifted the team's performance because he's been good. Do you know? Or, I think if that point makes sense. But if the folk around him are playing well, it's easier for him to shine.
Yeah.
Or him playing well has lifted the game and those round about him. Because it's one of the two.
A bit of both.
Or a bit of both. Aye.
Yeah.
Neil Wrenn said, I wasn't there. I didn't watch it, so I'm claiming the win was down to me. I'm happy to give Neil the credit for that.
Aye.
Well done, Neil. Ian McPhail, he's referring to... isn't a talking point that came out of my bookmark list. There's a boy, Jimmy, who does a list of this weekend's Fans League of Vermin. And Hibs featured this week for... we were number two, and it says, Hibs, would you attend a funeral to boo the deceased? No, of course not. Hibs fans essentially did just that today when they jeered a Saints player who was heavily bleeding.
Oh, fuck off. Yeah. The one with the weak eye?
They couldn't finish the match.
I'm sure that the telly going, just get a bit of fucking Vaseline on it until I got to carry on. Because if they're not going to do the head, if they're not going to treat head injury seriously by taking him off and actually checking him, bit of fucking Vaseline, then carry on. There's no middle ground here. You either did it properly or you did it at all.
I'm reliably informed that the boy who posted that just does these as a wee wind-up, a wee fishing exercise. So, fair play to him. Governor 24 did a nice combo of strip. So we went for the green shorts for the yellow top. What do we think of that?
I liked it. I didn't like the yellow strip, but I liked the yellow one. But I liked it with the green shorts. I didn't like it when it was all yellow because was it Ibrox who played all yellow?
Yeah,
in the season, and I just didn't like it, but I liked it with the green. I thought it was smart.
Aye,
I'm not a fan of yellow or purple strips.
Not at all, no.
Nah, just I've never liked them. The purple one seems to be a bit of a favourite of folk. I just can't stand it.
There's some good purple ones. Mind they brought out a sort of lilac one. It was like thistle or something they branded it. That was pretty rank. I can't anybody who's got that strip. I didn't even think we got one. Normally we get them off at the kids, but I didn't even think we got that one. But I like the fact that they can chop and change. So they did all white at the start of the season at Motherwell. That looks smart as anything. And then they did the white with the green, now the yellow and the green. KBS said, Josh Boyd Campbell, does he feature for us now for a while, or is he only in here for the short term, i.e. until McGuinness is back?
Where do you fit him into the team here? I think he's done well since he's come in. But obviously, if McGuinness is fit, McGuinness is in the team. Simple as that, really.
I think we answered similar. There was a similar point last week, not the exact same one, but I think McGuinness will be back in the team when he's fit. Like Campbell's, it looks promising enough. I have said watching the last couple of games, I quite like him. Like he's neat and tidy, but actually, I can't really remember him doing like anything spectacular. But he does a lot of chasing and harrying, and he's quite neat and tidy with the ball. It's not like he's not scoring rakers of goals or any goals or anything like that. So
He's not done anything wrong either. I think he's not stood out to be in doing something daft. So I think when your players like that and they go about their business and something thingy, because he'd stand out like a sore thumb if he wasn't doing his job. But as I say, when you've got like a full complement here in midfield, Newell, Barrels, and McGuinness and what have you, it's just going to be difficult for anybody to get in there.
Fattest Pickett said, Barrels, Dave will be delighted if that's stuck. Can a man with have no neck and a brass neck at the same time?
Ask Callum Davidson.
Hi. I think little Callum Davidson's proved it. all right, the irony of this Twitter user handle is no loss to me. The best wee dug ever says, due to the indignity of Christmas shopping with my boss, I only seen the second half. The result was never in doubt, I thought, but we left it late. Yeah, who goes Christmas shopping? Oh, I take it, but he's talking about my boss, he's been in his missus, right. Like, no, going out with the... Imagine you got to go with your gaffer to the Christmas shopping, eh?
That'd be weird, eh?
I find me here, boss. It's doing a working day. Matt said, I should add to this, during the County match and before Alan came on today, Hibs looked the lump crosses in for the flanks. After the sub today, the play was much more central and relied on quick one or two touch passing and movement, which seemed to suit Nisbet well. Fair point.
I see it with it. I mean, I'm sure we've mentioned loads of times on this podcast about no really understanding the tactics. But with Boyle being missing for that game and Nisbet becoming more alive, is that because he's getting more of the ball? Is the tactics changed there? Or kind of something different went on that you're not seeing? That was just when you were mentioning, I was thinking, oh, I wonder if that's maybe why he's been so prominent, just seeing Mary the ball.
It'd be just a different dynamic in the team, isn't it?
Aye.
Flash Gogsy, who was also on Heatbangers last night, by the way, excellent contribution to it too. He said, the standard of Scottish refereeing in general, taking today's game into account.
Consistently
shite. Now, isn't it? Aye. It is really shite.
Oh, we asked for consistency, though. So aye. We're getting it.
It'd be good if it was consistently good, though, wouldn't it?
We're stretching here. That's a stretch objective, that one. That's aye. Let's just get consistency first.
Get consistency first. Jeff Ashton said, Scott A's class is not in doubt, but to me, he's carrying a few extra pounds. Might be to do with his heart condition, so maybe his impact sub is the best we can hope for. When he started, he's not been as effective to me. By the way, I love him. I didn't notice it. I always thought Scott Allen's never looked dead skinny, like the whole time that he's played for Hibs, even in the first spell, he didn't look. Can some players look like you see Martin Boyle is nothing on him? Scott Allen's never been like that, but I think he looked particularly heavy on. I don't know that I want to talk anyway, do you know?
It's not an area I like to discuss, but it's maybe around his face. He's just carrying about around his face, and I think that gives the impression of maybe that he is. But
he's also got a kind of John McGinn-esque sort of style. Derrier, he uses that to shuffle his way about and hold players off. So, I mean, it's not as good as magnificent as John's, but yeah, I think that maybe adds to that kind of thing, you know, that he's not as mobile, but he is.
All right, well, that's the talking points for folks. Thanks for sending those in. Unpopular opinions next. So we should stress these are not our opinions. These are ones that people have deemed unpopular opinions when they've sent them in. First one's for Fattest Prickus. It says, unpopular opinion, Lewis Stevenson and Paul Hanlon are far better footballers than some people would dare to admit, and most of those who don't really rate them wouldn't last a full 90 minutes against either of them.
Well, what do you think? That's true. That's true, because anybody that's playing that level of football, especially for 1,000 games between them, would wipe the floor. I mean, we've probably played, I've certainly played fives against boys that have played at junior level and they're fucking streets ahead of you, never mind somebody that's playing in the Premier League for 1,000 or 500 games each. They must be, you know. So one of my mates went to school with Scott Wilson, mine Scott Wilson, that played for Rangers and Dunfermline.
I know Scott.
Aye.
He's a good player.
My mate went to school and says he was fucking brilliant at school. And then, but he was Arts, he's an Arts fan. He'd see him playing it, but everybody's shouting at him, calling him a donkey and shite and all that. And he's like, he's fucking so much better than everybody else anywhere near this pitch. And it's just true. They've just got more time, more space. They just see everything before you. There's no.
Scott used to play BB football. It was a big thing when I was a kid. And he was played for the 19th, I think it was. He was a cracking standout player. Scotia, they used to call him.
I just think it's folk underestimate how difficult it is to stay at a club at Hibs level for any length of time. When you look at the players who haven't stayed, Joe, and it's no everybody's going on to bigger and better things than Hibs, Joe. Like some of them have, but to just get contracts that consistently to play at that level is difficult.
See, for a club to move on, right? For a club to progress and move on, you need guys that are just solid club men. Like they two are, they've got their international caps, one each or whatever they've got, right? But they're just solid club players that when new boys come in, they can tell them what it's all about and all that kind of stuff. That if you've got a revolving door like we had for a while, which they were included in, but again, like Stevenson was out the team, in the team, whereas now he's like, everybody knows he comes in, he's older head, he's still fucking got 10, 15 years on me, I think, but he's one of the older heads in the dressing room. He could tell them what it's all about, show them the ropes, you know, all that kind of stuff, mentor boys, keep them right. That's really important in a club. I think it gets kind of forgotten about when they talk about the blend of youth and older heads and all that. You can't just bring an older head in that isn't sort of ingrained in the club as much as them. I mean, it wouldn't have as much effect.
A good fit. Yeah, I think you're spot on there.
See, just before we leave that, Paul Hanlon was going to go to Aberdeen and his missus didn't want to go. This is a fact, by the way. I was wondering if it was if he did go, how much people would have then said, ah, oh, fuck, I wish we hadn't moaned about him. You know what I mean? It's, I was thinking that because I'm pretty sure if we went to Aberdeen, he would have definitely been playing well up there or not. It's going to be a different outlook on how things are when players are already at the club and some people want them out. And then you get the go elsewhere and they're excellent.
I think it was John that said it last week. Familiarity breeds contempt. I can't remember if this is who he was talking about or not, but it might have been Hanlon he was talking about after the Rangers game last week where he was excellent. So
Leon said it.
Was it Leon? So it was.
He was quite proud of himself for it.
Aye, I wasn't giving him credit. I thought it was John.
Are you sure you're not giving him credit for the credit?
Sure it was John.
TG Willis and folk that talk about the Heidi's family, including the club family in the commas, you can choose your friends, etc. Does the phrase Heidi's family annoy you?
Just a bit cringy, yeah. It's the same meaning of them, like the Celtic family and all that, you know, that kind of stuff that I'd never use it, never use the phrase myself for that reason. That I think if you were to say that out loud, it sound, you'd be like, oh, you'd feel sick after you said it.
It comes up when they try to sell you something. That's it, you hear what's coming next. It's always in a piece of marketing.
Hashtag we are one and all that.
Aye, we're the Hybe's family today. Right. 150k in Hamlin Hill. His unpopular opinion is Hibs are a bang average club, results wise, that sets out to play football the proper way. As such, the fans will enjoy great stroke shite times throughout the time we follow them. Hibs should be supported in equal measure through both good and shite times. Moan the fucking Hybe's. Bang average club based on results over the history of the club. Any arguments?
I think the stats bear it, don't they? I think it's unpopular to say it out loud, but I think it is about fifth or sixth on average. League position, isn't it, overall? Forever.
It's delusions of grandeur on all with some folks. Like, you just can't understand it, but as I said earlier on, I think this Hibs way of playing football is a myth. An absolute myth.
Hybe's family need to stick together and just support them through thick and thin. 100%.
I'd love it to change it. It's difficult because you go to league with Rangers and Celtic and that kind of fucks over. You're never going to be. Yeah. Without something significant happening, just like a seismic event, that is what it is. Eh? Like the best it can be is third, which is fucking depressing. And even then, we're not very good at getting third consistently. And when we do it, it's no fucking good enough for folk.
That's right.
Mental. Kunster said, should we start chucking people in hospitality padded green seats all over the place at home games to liven the place up a bit?
Mind the game in the Championship. It was a Saturday tea time game. Is it Dunfermline, maybe? Dunfermline rings a bell. Marciano made some brilliant saves in that early
West Dunfermline.
Scotland had played rugby in the afternoon. We played, I think we must have been live in Alba or something at night. And there was like a 40th or a 50th birthday over in the West Stand. Aye. And they were singing at the Mickey Weir song. They were doing all it. They'd done the whole
old songs. They were just next to us.
That wee bit. I was over in the East that season. That wee bit in the West, the whole, you thought, the atmosphere doesn't just need to come for the famous five lower or the singing section or the East section 43 or whatever, because 50 boys on a boy's 40th or 50th just fucking made the atmosphere for the whole place. So I don't get an idea.
Some bevied Hibs Daz in. Dav says we shouldn't be starting Alan on Wednesday.
No, I don't think we should then.
No, I'm the same. Liam O'Neill, the same team.
I probably. Liam O'Neill, when we went 2-1 up against St Johnson, we struggled to get a hold of the ball for the last 10 minutes because Alan and Murphy defend like traffic cones. Newell is as slow as a week in the jail, and we'd be punished for it if we tried to do that for 90 minutes.
I didn't understand it. They were just trying to hold on to it, but they did. I mean, as Colin was saying earlier on, I didn't even think they had another chance. I think there was one that was kind of. It went well wide, but it could have been a kind of chance, but I can't actually remember.
I think they got across the box and McGinn or somebody picked it up at the back post and there was Nathan Jones to player near it. That was as much as I remember. He came down the right, crossed it towards the left. That was it. But I mean, it wasn't. It's funny though, once you go to, like, once we went 2-1 up, we probably did take the foot off the gas a bit to make sure we didn't lose a goal. Whereas actually the best option might have been to just go and get a third, like nearly Poitras, which I didn't we mentioned. Poitras nearly did. But that was a brilliant run through the middle. Like, I wish he had scored that, but he should have scored that. And then Nisbet should have probably scored the rebound as well. But probably is that take the foot off the gas thing to protect it rather than gung-ho.
It's one of these, you can't remember, it's if you concede a goal when you're trying to defend it, you get slaughtered for trying to defend it.
Aye. Oh, no, I get why they do it.
If you get caught out, if you stay gung-ho, still chasing it, and you get caught up because everybody's up the park, you get fucking slaughtered for that as well. I suppose there must be a balance somewhere with it, but you're probably better protecting what you've got. I'd rather, as a football fan, you'd rather see us go for a third edge score.
I know, but it's subconscious. I'm not even saying it's tactical. It's the players will be thinking, right, fucking, I'm not going to bomb on there because I'm not going to be the one that gets caught leaving a gap. So it's probably not even a thing coming for the bench before folk try and claim it's a Jack Ross negativity. It's players being like sensible.
And has Poitras sprinting further than anybody else to get on that ball.
But you know what? It was the only one, though, because the other night, I know. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like Nisbet ran forward and he obviously, it was just like fucking acres of grass in front of him. And he thought, if I run, I'm going to get a... It was amazing. Brilliant.
He's probably realised that the time's up. It's like, no matter if I score or didn't score, they're not getting time to get back up the park to do anything. St. Christopher said, Jack Ross is the best manager we have had since Eddie Turnbull. To back this up, he has had the highest win percentage since 1971 in the top league. Jack's percentage is currently higher than Turnbull's, but his was more sustained and they won a cup. Hashtag Ross out.
Are those stats right? Or are they like the ones you published that time?
I inadvertently, it was accidental. I should probably say, there's a website full of Hibs stats. Right? So I was coming home from work, right? It was one Tuesday. I'm on Google because I was fucking annoyed. I can't remember what it was. We'd been beat at the weekend and there was a lot of folks slaughtering Jack Ross. And I was like, I wonder how his record stacks up, because it was his home record was getting slaughtered. And so there's this website that's got, it's like Hibs stats or something like that. I can't remember, but you can filter it to all competitions, to home games, league games, you know, whatever. So I'd put overall record up. And it came up, I was like, looks no bad. Jack Ross sitting fourth, I think he was, all-time Hibs managers, which is pretty good going. Then I changed the filter to home games, hit the wee button, and the screen refreshed, and it came up. I was like, fucking, it was fourth best for home games as well. And then I went, just run with that, shared it, says, fucking, everybody's moaning about it, but it's fourth best. And I thought, this big fucking, that kid stood by it. And it was the next day, I was looking at it going, somebody says, I'm not sure that's right. And then I went and quoted the source stuff, and they never came back after that. So that's when I got it. And it was posted in good faith, but then I went and looked into it. I was like, man, that's just never refreshed. It's looked like it's refreshed, but it's no changed it. So the stat was complete bullshit. Eh? Like it was unintentionally wrong, but it just left it out long enough. I was like, well, fuck, I'm not going back to change it now.
I didn't realise. Aye, but that boy's stats are right. We're going to assume they are. In this case, just for this point, I didn't the fourth best. I mean, he's not won a cup though. That's what's holding him back, and it's because we never won a cup against who's the three above him? The interest Turnbull.
Well, who was it? I can't mind. Steen Turnbull. Steen. I can't mind who the
Steen was hardly in as well. I mean, what did they have a season or something? Have they even done a whole season? So I mean it's cracking stats he's building up, but there's a lot of you wonder, eh, what is it like folk were that gutted about no winning either of the cups last year? I mean, well, I was gutted after the Scottish Cup, like, but I mean it seems a strange, like, we're winning a lot.
The derby, the pre-lockdown derby was a serious, because Hearts were fucking shy. That should have been one that we went and absolutely just done a number on them. Really, and we got turned over. But that's it. It should have been like a great night for everybody, really.
Yeah.
And then we did the, and then we lost to them at Hampden. Mm-hmm. And again, those were ones I think folk had built. I'd built up. I was like, fuck, we're definitely going to beat them. We're miles better than them. And we were. Aye. We were miles better than them. And just somehow didn't they win the fucking game. I think that
he scores that penalty. Yes.
Aye. The thing is, if he'd done that and then we'd got beat by Celtic in the final, Folk wouldn't have bothered, eh? They'd go, oh, well, we'll go to the final, Celtic, you're not expecting to beat them. But we beat Hearts and we kind of broke that, never beat them at Hampden, even though it's only been like fucking three or four times. Yeah. It changes all that narrative, doesn't it? Fucking Doug, honestly. Anybody want to buy a Doug? Just get in touch, DM me. I'll take fucking peanuts for it. Just barking away. It does bite a bit as well, should I? He's still young. Mike Smart's unpopular opinion is Newell is one of the best players we have. An absolute talisman in the middle of the park. For me, Nisbet is the weak link. Doesn't take his chances. We've got 3 points. That's all that counts at the moment. So Nisbet, the weak link, that the kind of controversial bit there?
Well, he did take his chances.
Oh, he took a chance. He misses a lot. He misses a lot. That's probably the boy's point. But most strikers do, don't they? They keep getting in position to miss.
But that's it. The chances, even the disallowed ones on Saturday, he saw the hat trick, really.
Yeah.
But I mean, he didn't score at Ross County, and probably that's where it's that kind of things come in. But I don't think he's a weak link. Who's better than them to bring in?
Exactly. Do you know the other thing, Jamie? We've probably spoke about this when we used to do Quick Bang as well. The strikers, when they're not scoring, they need boys to chip in for other positions in the park. And because, well, Boyle scored, but you know what I mean? Like last year, did they not get 40 odd? McGuinness got a few at the start of the season, but they got about 40 odd goals between them, the three of them up front. And then the rest had were on single figures. And like when I say single figures, in one hand, again, they weren't even breaking four or five, these guys. Whereas this year, McGuinness started off with a few goals, but the rest have not got many, if any, still.
Yeah, so Joe Newell needs to start scoring more goals.
Yeah.
For me. He gets in good positions, he just needs to start scoring more goals.
Just remembered Cadden Rattle on the bar on Saturday, no, by the way. So there's another one that could do with chipping in a couple of goals, maybe Cadden and
Murphy.
And the centre Murphy, it would be good to get him. Now he scored one. But the centre halves, when they're up for corners and that, be good for them to score a few more.
Yeah. Need a big Rob Jones.
Aye, get him. Teaching them. SPFL Facts says Jack Ross did a great job and is our best manager since Mowbray.
I think so. I honestly, as I said earlier on, it's such a difficult period and how the squad's been trimmed and all this nonsense doesn't help. I just didn't understand what do folk want? You know, obviously you want to win a cup or two, and I get that point. But aside for that, really, it's like if one person says I want to play good football, and another person says I just want to win games, then this person will say that you just kind of get a happy medium.
No, you're right. We'll win a cup or two, but it's not like it's happened. I was talking to my brother-in-law the other day. We're talking about cup wins. He's a lot older than us. Like he's in his 50s. And he's only seen, he can't even remember 72. He was born, but he was in the, so he's only seen like three cups as well. You know what I mean? It's not like they're pissing out of us. You know what I mean? So why all of a sudden are we expecting to win cups? It's probably because we're increasing the expectation by getting to semi finals or finals.
Who are the contenders then? So post Mowbray that would come into contention. So Collins won a cup.
Collins won a cup. Stubbs won a cup.
The cup. Right. So are you taking Collins ahead of Jack Ross?
No.
I would not.
Stubbs?
Nah.
Get you to the league. It was...
No. And there was a lot of losses and, you know, shitty game. It was at Alloa's and all that. We lost games today. So, you know, it's not like you're... winning the cup glossed all over for him because I think the nice were out for him as well, weren't they? After the Falkirk. Nobody been able to beat Falkirk. They were your St Johnston. For that period, it was brilliant that day, and even a couple of seasons it was good. But then you're winning most weeks because you're in the Championship, and then you got the glory of the odd cup game against a big team. So Stubbs would come close probably, but it's hard to because it is, if his record isn't even better than Rossi's for win rates, considering he was two seasons in the Championship, then you've got to say, well, no,
aye. I like Stubbs there. I thought we played good football under Stubbs as well, but like you say, there was plenty of games where we were pissed, you know, and like you say, look at some of the results. Some of the results, if Jack Ross would be getting them,
Mind that 3-0 game at Morton at home, mind the midweek game. Aye. When we basically went, right, we can't win the league anymore. That one. And you think, it was just like, there was Aloes away a couple of times, and you think, and our broths, and you were going, fucking hell. So, but it was when it was good, it was good. But you're playing with John McGinn in the fucking Scottish Championship.
So he was well back, Stubbs.
Aye.
He was well back, like.
Kaiser says the Rangers are a bigger rival than Hearts these days.
It you know, it feels like people like that sometimes, though, because they hate us, as they probably hate us more than Hearts do now.
Into it.
Or their fans.
I hate them when I hate Hearts, and that's saying something. I can't stand them.
It's a funny thing that I used to like really like. I've never obviously brought up to despise Hearts. Like we're all of an age where we've had to kind of go through some really fucking shit times against them, like long runs, kind of 22 in a row, a lot of draws, and fucking Hampden defeats and all the rest of it. Fucking always been brought up to hate them, and never really had that the same with Rangers and Celtic. But see, last few years, Rangers, they're just something about them just fucking annoys me. That I've got good pals who are Rangers, or I've got family who are Rangers fans. And I love them dearly, you know. But see, when you get to a game, like see Hampden last week, you got the nonsense after the game with people wanting to start fighting and all the rest of it, and all the sectarian shite that comes out. You just like fucking grow up, like they're horrible.
Yeah, they've created that over the since they went bust and started in the bottom league again. They've went that instead of stripping it back and saying let's start again fresh, they've went everybody fucking hates us. We'll hate them more. You know what I mean? They built a hatred around it, and the hatred's worse than it was in 2011, 2012, than it was then, which is mad. You would have thought that was a chance to clear the decks and start again properly.
Yeah. But they've only got one track mind with things, you know. And like they'll no look at like proper facts or something. They'll just take, for instance, Ryan Poitras is a thug, right? And they're all going about my father-in-law. Oh, do you not think you can get him getting sent off all the time? Ken loses your points. I went, he's been sent off twice in the league. What are you talking about? Has he? I said, aye. I said, so this is just a fucking myth that you have made up. But you see them on Twitter and that. Mayor Frontman, Kelly Brook, a lot of them.
Leon said, keeping Jack Ross long term will only improve Hibs.
Yeah. I'd like to, I didn't come much around the corner, but if they'd got beat on Saturday, say, I think folk would have, the dagger's definitely been a big time losing six games on the trot. But the consistency of having a manager. We've never had that, certainly not in my lifetime, to go for a certain amount of time where, apart from Alec Miller, but kind of like a long-term manager. It's been changing managers all the time, which then a new guy comes in, he wants to bring his own players, he wants to bring his own backroom staff, and there's no consistency there. Different ways of playing formations, this, that, and that. Yep. It's just a merry-go-round.
I actually thought that yesterday. I was watching a Livingston Rangers game, first half of that, and they said they were speaking about, obviously, Van Bronckhorst and that. And they said something, I can't remember the number, but it was something like, he's the 17th Rangers manager of all time. And I thought, fuck, we've probably had 17 managers in the last 20 years.
Aye.
I bet it's not kicking ours off. It's an exaggeration, but I bet it's well into double figures.
Yeah. It's been into double figures in the last 11 years. Easy. Because I looked at this before, I'm talking about it's. Absolutely is.
That's 17th in their whole, in their whole history, because they're counting back to when they first started. You know what I mean.
William has unpopular opinions. The big telly's a shite.
I really like that.
Was it the Celtic game? Obviously the game was shite, but that was the first time where it was like the night time game, and I thought it looked magic. In fact, the women's derby, they had them on there, but not quite the same, because they're only showing the game.
That's right, they just had that there, isn't it?
Aye.
I think they're good. I didn't really see that. I didn't like them if you didn't want. If you didn't, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? But it's not a...
It's an unpopular opinion, though.
I didn't see the problem, but aye. Yeah.
Steve McKenzie, he's got three. One, Joe Newell has more poor games than good ones. Two... our support has too many Celtic sympathisers. And three, we shouldn't have bothered with big screens. Any of those you want to pick out?
I like the big screens. And I'm certainly not a Celtic sympathiser because I can't stand them either.
Yeah. I think many Hibs fans who are Celtic sympathised. I think that's a bit of fucking myth as well. It's like,
but folk gave them a bit more leeway though. If you look at it over even over history, Whittaker got a harder time than Brown did.
Well, that's true.
Purely because he went to Rangers and he went to Celtic. Because they both stayed, they both got money for them. Whittaker never asked for a transfer, actually, if anything. And he's not the only one. I think anybody that goes to Rangers seems to get a harder time than anybody that goes to Celtic when they come back.
That doesn't mean we're sympathetic to Celtic, though. Just as in comparison to Rangers.
But then does that not mean if you hate Rangers more than you hate Celtic, you're more sympathetic to Celtic? It just means you're more sympathetic. It doesn't mean you're sympathetic.
Nah, it doesn't mean, it's like there's a scale. Mm-hmm.
But there was folk on Twitter, well, I was hearing folk on Twitter saying they were getting tickets for their Celtic pals and all that.
That was just a wind up. Aye.
Apparently.
The Hibs are here. Again, another 3-pointer. So, number one, we've not produced a truly outstanding player since we got the training centre. Porto might be, in brackets. Number two, I'm ambivalent towards Marmite. I can take or leave it. I like that one. And three, the patronising football analogy guy from the COVID briefings should become a football pundit. So I never saw the Leech? COVID briefing. So I don't know. Oh, it must be Leech, but I never came with the sort of was working. We've not produced a truly outstanding player since we got the training centre.
And if you argued, I didn't think.
2007 or something, was it? It was just about John Collins.
Collins was 9 pretty much the day after it, aye.
So when we won the Cup, so was it 2007, 2008?
When was it? John Collins was the 4th of November 2006. So that's starting for that. So Collins, Patalainen, Yogi, Calderwood, Fenlon, Butcher, Stubbs, Lennon, Heckenbottom and Ross is 10 since Collins.
Wow. Aye, there you are. So that's I also looked up the last clean sheet and it was against St Johnston the last time Easter Road. I've just forgot to say it. Say we got the trendsetter 2008 then, to give the benefit of the doubt. So we've had it 13, 14 years. Porteous, aye, Fraser Murray. I'm not claiming these as big hits, like I'm just saying that's who's come through it. Ollie Shaw.
Yeah.
Danny Handlin.
It's not a stellar list, is it? Although what I would say is we've developed players that have come to the club that have been better.
Boyle.
Aye. Cummins, Boyle was a great example, actually, because Boyle was never near the level of player that he is now. McGinn as well. So look at John McGinn that arrived at Hibs and John McGinn that left. He's a totally different player. Yep. Everything about him, like physical size and his technique, everything was better by the time he left. McGeoch was better at Hibs than he's been anywhere else.
Jason Cummins played in the youth team for a while when he came. I know he never came through the youth fully, but he did play in the youth team, didn't he? And then he came in the first team, so could claim him.
Witherspoon could probably claim him. He's a double winner. Again, double winner last,
Canadian internationalist.
Manny Curfey said his three, Scott Allen is now much more effective as a substitute, Paul McGinn slows us down, and Josh Campbell hasn't actually contributed much. Those were his three unpopular opinions.
I think the first one, I agree with the first one, we've kind of said that already, but Scott Allen, he probably is the best substitute now. I wouldn't really want him to go, I don't think. I know a lot of folk are thinking he's on the way out and that, but I'd quite like to have him on the bench for occasions like Saturday. Josh Campbell, I see what he's saying about that. I think the lad, he looks neat and tidy in that, but he's not done anything spectacular, so maybe that's what he's meaning there. What was the other one? What was the middle one?
Paul McGinn slows us down.
I don't know if he's the right hand side or back three. He doesn't need to speed this up, does he? If he's out of full back, maybe he does compared to Cadden. Cadden's a bit pacier than that, but
never noticed it. To be fair, I'll watch out for it. Any of those you would want to pick out, Jamie?
I didn't think Tomagan slows us down. As I say, that I just he's no there to be charging forward like a Ryan Portress or what have you to get into the final third. What was the last one again?
Campbell hasn't actually contributed much.
I think that if he was having a bad game and wasn't up to it, he would notice it more because he would be making mistakes or contributing to goals against and all that. So, although I didn't even know what his natural position is. If it's to be a number 10 and smashing goals and foots of the books and all that, I don't think that's his game. But he's looked okay. He's never looked at a place for me.
Yeah.
Placeholder said Portress in the last two games has been the reason we conceded goals. Shocking. Strong dislike towards him, although I recognise he's beneficial to the team. Unpopular. But I think if anybody can have a dislike to current players, they're like, I always struggle with that. But maybe I have players that aren't quite as I like as much as others, but I don't actively dislike any of them.
My thingy with Portress is, and I like him, but always, and I never played at any great level, but you were always coached when laddies didn't let the ball bounce, and he seems to do that a lot. I don't know why. Instead he just gone through it to clear it, but if that's no animal and he wants to play a different way, but I do agree. I think the two goals that we've lost, well, he wasn't to blame for the Ross County, but certainly against us, nearly was actually aye, but certainly the goal, I don't know if it's been a late shout for me, say, at the semi-final, or it's just been one of them. But when I'm looking, I'm saying, why isn't he just fucking put out the park? He's trying to turn his whole body to try and play it up the park. Just put it out. But yeah. It's easy to say when you're watching it back in hindsight, yeah. But I certainly wouldn't want to lose him, but he is prone to a mistake.
Last unpopular opinion comes from Mark Skinner, who says Lewis Stevenson's bang average, and I've no idea how he's stayed at the club so long.
I know Mark. He used to be playing goals when a team I played for. Good goalie.
What was it like? Was he a good goalie, or just bang average?
Yeah, he was a good goalie. Like he's quite small, Mark, but he was quite a good goalie. I was surprised without him, we could proper get up and get to balls. He was good.
You should maybe say bang average, mate. You didn't start.
Okay, no. I fell straight into that one.
How many games did he get for him?
Bang average.
Thanks for sending those. I know that was quite interesting. Last thing then. So we've got Rangers on Wednesday night, Easter Road. Jamie, how do you see that going?
I don't think we've got any interview for Rangers. I think we've played well against them every time we've played. We've just really, for me, been cheated. It's as simple as that. So I have nothing to fear. I think, especially after the performance there on Saturday against a really dogged side like St. Johnstone, who just didn't let you play. I think we made more than enough chances. And I think against Rangers, I think we've got a good shot. I'm going to actually say we've got to win 2-0.
Boyle comes straight back in.
Is he no suspended?
I think he's available for things. One game that he was suspended for.
He'll definitely come in. I thought it was two games he was suspended for, but. He'll definitely come back in, I think.
Well, what about you? What do you think the game will go?
Well, we're playing well. Boyle will be back, like you say. I think if we go at them early, rather than sit off like we seemed to against Celtic, go at them. We've watched the first half of Livingston against them yesterday. They gave them problems, so we can definitely give them. They've got like the boy that got punted for Aberdeen in that up front. You know, we've got a proper front two with Nisbet and Boyle, international pairing and that we should be able to give them a bit of, cause them problems, let them worry about us rather than the other way around. So I would expect Boyle to come back in for, did Jimmy Gullen start on Saturday? Probably coming for Gullen, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Gullen did alright on Saturday.
Aye.
I can see us, the Rangers had a couple of tough games as well. We had the European game and then Livy is not an easy game, so. And we had an extra day's rest on them, so maybe maybe sets us up quite nicely for
just
it.
Just like this year's going for it early, you know, like go for an early, try and get an early goal, like get the crowd up for it a bit and not hang on to it, but you know what I mean? Like, you know, when they start pressing, then there's more gaps then, isn't there? So,
seen all the stuff on Twitter about folk taking the piss out of Van Bronckhorst being tiny. Having a wee look, it's just like he'd Loads of photo jokes about little Van Bronckhorst kid doing things.
Is he only me?
Van Stonehurst.
Van Stonehurst, brilliant man.
Aye. Well, it must be weird than I remember. I can't remember him being a wee player, but that seems to be the kind of the running joke is that he's totally the kind of smaller than Callum Davidson, but we'll find out in the end tonight. Get him a day back to back. Right, that's all we've got time for tonight. Thanks very much for coming on, Jamie, Colin. I appreciate your time. Thanks for listening. We'll be back with back once again with the Renegade Master. No, that will be what we'll probably be back tonight with a quick bag after the Rangers game if I get home in time.
I was going to say after, like the last time it was about midnight or something when you done it last time.
We might do that. We might know. We'll see how it goes. And then we'll have short bangers on Thursday, so get your questions in for that, and we'll batter through them. Until then, thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Well, they trailed me down when I broke free. I drank all the whiskey in Tennessee. I don't drink water, no.